This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we were most recently just discussing the censorship over in New Zealand that has been going on for generations. So it's nothing new. But it's new to us because, well, really don't ever have any reason to talk about New Zealand. So we've never covered their censorship policies there before. And they've just recently added the manifesto, the 74-page rambling screed by Tarrant Brenton, allegedly the shooter down there in New Zealand, called The Great Replacement. That is the title of his manifesto. And I was able to dig it up online. I found one site that was trying to charge 99 cents for it. there are other sites that still have it and still have it for free. So I have downloaded it and subsequently uploaded it to our Discord server. So it is now being stored on the Discord server. And then I linked to that file, which I believe you don't need to be on the Discord to link to it. So I put that link to the file on our social media. So if you haven't seen it yet and for whatever reason you want to, you want to read some crazy, then no, you can't. Just follow the Free Talk Live social media over at twitter.freetalklive.com or toot.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon server and also telegram.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts coming up. Being poor in the world, some of the poorest people in the world are getting wealthier at a surprising clip. And Mark, you're going to share that information with us on the way. But first, to the phones and to back to Greg in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Greg, I'm sorry we didn't have enough time for you in the last hour. Please, go ahead with your thoughts.
It's okay. Can you guys hear me all right?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my main problem with the New Zealand massacre response is the issue that they're having with the video of the massacre and trying to cover it and basically wipe the internet of it. And in that process, they forced YouTube to change their search algorithm. So say that you're into football and you wanted to find out what football videos were posted today. You could search by day or by week, and you can't do that anymore. They completely disabled it.
I heard about that.
Control.
Now, that's something they did globally. It's not just affecting New Zealand. It's for everybody everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's not even like it's been for a day or two. It's been about a week now.
Wow.
And, you know, what bothers me is it feels like they're asking the world to stop. And I know that it's a tragedy. I'm not saying it's not. But we have more mass shootings in America than there are Marvel movies. And, I mean, it's something that we've kind of grown accustomed to. We don't ask the world to stop. And the other thing, real quick, their gun laws, obviously, I don't think they protected them. 50 people dead, not one of them was allowed to carry a gun for self-defense. If they were, one person could have stopped that and saved all of those people.
They actually arrested a guy that was part of this, you know, one of the victims of the shooting for arming, what they quote-unquote arming himself. Now, I don't know what that means, whether he had a gun on him or whether he picked something up. One guy definitely did pick something up. I haven't been able to, you know, there's a lot of news that comes out. I haven't been able to determine who it was or anything like that. You just get news stories. I don't have arrest reports or anything like that. So it's difficult to see. But the idea that you would arrest somebody for having successfully protected themselves, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. And, you know, I believe that we live in a world where we either need to, I mean, it sounds callous, but we either need to arm everybody or we need to get rid of all the guns in the world. And it's not possible. I mean, a gun's just a simple machine. You know, we can't uninvent gunpowder.
Right.
So I think what it comes down to is giving people at least the option to arm themselves, but you know, that's what I believe in, and it makes me really sad to see the censorship and the, tyranny almost going on in New Zealand. It just makes me glad I don't live there.
Yeah, it's saddening, and I'm glad you pointed out that YouTube thing. I thought maybe that would be a temporary thing that they did, taking down the ability to search recently, which if you're looking for breaking news on YouTube, that used to be a really handy feature. Or if some sort of news has broken, let's say, you know, something happened, the police shooting somebody in, you know, D.C., you could look up police D.C. shooting, put it within the last 24 hours, and see if somebody has put up video of the thing happening. And now that's been stripped, apparently, from the YouTube search. I don't see it on the site. I think you're absolutely right, Greg. The good news is, you know, for somebody that knows what they're doing, there is a workaround. What you can do is you can just use the normal Google search. So if you go to google.com and then you type in the thing that you're looking for, there's the pull down that'll allow you. It says tools, and you can put on the tools the duration, the time frame, which can be the last 24 hours. And then if you really want to narrow it down, you can click the videos, you know, that shows you only videos instead of searching the whole internet for the thing. So you can still do it.
It kind of shows the futility of it. I mean, Google owns YouTube, and so you can just bypass YouTube to go to Google. I think it's just silly, and it's almost like a childish response to something tragic. And, it just makes me sad. I think that YouTube has a lot of potential. I think there's a lot of conspiracy theorists who are making claims about the video, and I don't necessarily personally believe them, but I do think that when you're not allowed to have free media, when you can't see what happened, when they're hiding the manifesto, you can't read what happened.
It just drives the conspiracy theory.
Credence to these conspiracy theories.
Yeah. It drives it. That people, what are they pulling it down for?
What are they hiding?
What do they have to hide? I mean, these are people that are already very worried about what somebody's hiding.
Yeah, and I've already heard the conspiracy theories coming out about this video. I mean, I heard it not just not online, but I've heard it from people in real life who have said things like, well, there wasn't enough blood in the video. There wasn't.
What do people know about real shootings? The answer
is much.
Not much.
Yeah.
If you think you know about real shootings because you've seen some movies, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it looks like when a blood pack gets blown up in Hollywood.
Yeah. Another claim was, there wasn't any noise of shells hitting the floor. And I'm like, you know they were in a mosque, right? Usually those places are carpeted. But then somebody else claims that you can't see the shells flying out of the gun. I'm like, it's a low-resolution video. I don't know what it is that these people are expecting. At least the one that I saw was very low-resolution.
Blanks would have a shell come out, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying there weren't shells, but they don't believe that there were because they couldn't see them in the video.
Mm.
That doesn't mean they weren't there. Go ahead.
It's like a confirmation bias. I mean, even if you give people the video, they're going to say, okay, well, this looks fake, this looks fake.
Right.
No matter what you do, they're going to find some reason to be right. But when you don't give people any information, I mean, that makes people who are normally logical and you know, and whatnot, that makes even them suspicious.
Yeah, great points tonight, Greg. Thanks for your call. I appreciate you hanging through the news to tell us all that. Thanks. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I remember when the some of the videos came out with the ISIS killings and
the beheadings and burnings and such.
Some of the first ones where they were killing people or talking about killing people, the first they would, say, I'm going to kill this guy, and then, you know, maybe make a slight sawing motion with a knife across their throat, and then you saw nothing after that, and then, you know, it's like, he's dead and stuff. They'd skip.
Oh, no. It wasn't that you saw nothing. The one that I recall with the sawing motion, they then skipped the actual cutting off portion and jumped to the head being placed on the body.
I don't remember that part specifically, but I remember thinking, this doesn't look entirely real.
Right. And the fact that they didn't include the gore made people believe that it wasn't real.
Right. So, you know, here's somebody, you know, I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but again, nobody does, and everybody is. But this video just didn't look real to me when they were doing the sawing part. I saw no blood, and I thought that was strange. So, yeah, people always second guess a video if they see it. I don't watch these things much anymore because I don't feel like it edifies my life. I don't need to see these videos in order to exclaim to my audience, it's awful. Ladies and gentlemen,
it was awful.
It's 50 people being shot. Yeah. It is awful.
It is awful. I don't know if all 50 are in the video that I saw, but there's a lot of people that are shot, and it's horrible. I did watch it because I felt like I needed to have the ability to comment on it on the air, and I was grateful that it was in low resolution because seeing it in HD would have made it all the more horrifying. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And for somebody to actually have seen that video and to continue to deny that it was real is just...
surprised.
It's shocking that somebody could just deny when you see those things happening that, oh, they think it's some kind of, what, they think they staged it with actors in the middle of Christchurch where people on the streets were being shot, where the guy shoots out his own windshields as he's driving because he's shooting at people on the side of the roads? Really?
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here on the number 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to get on our live Saturday edition with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And the toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those top four rooms. We'll join you in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up in less than 3 months from now, it is ForkFest 2019. It's happening June 13th through the 18th, and it'll be at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a wonderful location, and the people that you're going to be around, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, libertarians, people that care about freedom. It's a great decentralized camping event, meaning that no one is actually in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer, except for anybody who wants to organize whatever they want to organize, meaning that you've got your campsite. You decide what you want to do there. Do you want to just camp and hang out with other people? That's cool. Or you can create something for other people to do. So I know that Derek and Steven from AnyPay.Global have announced they're going to be basically throwing a dance party every single night during ForkFest on their campsite. Jay Noon, who just happened to walk into the studio here, our Wednesday night co-host, is going to be putting on what he calls Man Camp. And there are other things that are in the works. I don't know what they're all going to be because I'm not in charge and nobody runs everything by me. So if you want to connect with the ForkFest community before, during, and after the event, just go to ForkFest.party. There's a link there to the Telegram chat room and also the ForkFest forum, where you can talk with other ForkFesters about what's going to happen. And who knows what will all end up happening, but it's sounding like it's going to be a lot of fun so far. So mark your calendar and get your reservations locked in. One of the things they've been talking about in the chat room has been where everybody's reserving campsites. So campsites are already getting locked down for this time frame. In fact, they've been posting maps and like highlighting where they're going to be on the map and everything. So you probably shouldn't wait if you're going to attend. If you want to get a nice spot or whatever. Although, of course, the whole campground's beautiful, so you won't miss out. Either way, go to ForkFest.party as we go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Dwight, listening in South Carolina to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Dwight. Realize you're actually on broadcast radio, so that's just not going to cut it. Sorry about that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We continue here.
Not saying we're a bunch of geniuses around here, but if you want to cuss us out, you're going to have to do a little more, you're going to have to go a little more in-depth, right? Like, you can't just use the F-bomb. That's not going to work out here. But you can say we're a bunch of, morons. You can say we French kiss our moms.
You can say all those
things on the radio, but you can't say four specific words. Sorry.
No, there's more than four. It's probably several.
There's several you can't say on this show because news talk stations tend to have a higher threshold than regular radio.
Could be. Well, anyway, when in doubt, leave it out. It's generally a good rule when it comes to calling the radio. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Mark, you've got the story about getting richer, poor people around the world actually getting richer at a unexpectedly fast clip. Apparently, we'll get into that on the way. But first, we go back to your calls and thoughts. It's Scott listening in Lynchburg, Virginia to WLNI-FM. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Scott? We're talking about the guy that got arrested because he was defending himself at the, I guess, in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Armed himself, yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple years ago in New York City, New York City apparently has a law that you have to have a permit just to have a firearm in your house. Gentleman got out of the Navy. I think he was like a 9-year veteran. He gets out of the Navy, goes to one of those law firms. That law firm goes bust. He goes to another one. And in the meantime, somebody breaks in his house. He shoots the intruder. And when the police showed up, they took him to jail.
Oh, man. Yeah, get out of New York if you care about gun rights. I mean, if you really love gun freedom. Yeah, right. If you care about freedom, I understand why people want
to. There's got to be some jobs where you just sort of have to be there. You know, Sean Hannity stuck around in New York City for a long time.
He's not there anymore?
No, he has stuck around.
Yes. Okay.
But Rush Limbaugh left it. Yeah. So I think that probably
Glenn Beck leave it too? Didn't he move to Texas or something?
I can't tell you where he's at. I know at one point he was
in Philly. Yeah, he's in Texas now.
Yeah. So good advice, Scott. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, sir. That'll do it. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mary, listening to WMTM FM in Moultrie, Georgia. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know that they say there's not a law that, you know, you have to help somebody if they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, months ago, there was this handicapped guy in a wheelchair. And I know that they said these young men had videoed it. And so I'm just wondering if they, you know, God knows I'm not false accusing, but do they know that these guys didn't help put him in that water so they could video it?
Okay, hold on. So what happened with the handicapped guy in the wheelchair?
Now, he was in water, so how did he get in the water? Because they said that three young men, had videoed it. And then, that, like, they were, you know, saying, well, and they said, you know.
Rather than helping him, what you're saying is the young men were videoing, maybe laughing, but not actually, like, diving in to help the man?
They would not help at all, and he was like pleading or begging for help. And
oh,
then
terrible.
They had finally said that, well, he's dead, you know, he's dead.
He died?
He did.
Okay. And I feel like I recall this. Was this Florida? Where did this happen?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it bothers me because I'll keep thinking about it. And I said, check those guys out and question them to make sure that they didn't help put him in the water. And I'm not about to keep the nail.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. And I vaguely recall there was this story in Florida, and there were like three teenage boys, of course, that were just laughing it up about somebody who was stuck in the water. Maybe this is the same story that you're talking about. It ended up being a news story, and these guys got some real negative press attention as a result of just acting like callous teenage boys, as you would expect many teenage boys to act in those circumstances, not even lifting a finger to try to help out this poor person who was, you know, trapped in the waters. Maybe they couldn't swim or what. I forget the reason why that person was there in the first place.
I believe they said he was in a wheelchair, but how did he get in?
Yeah, that sounds really hard to how do you get from the side of the river into the middle of the river in a wheelchair? That does seem a little bit tricky. Hey, thank you for the call, Mary. I appreciate hearing from you. Of course, we shouldn't mandate that people have to get involved in, you know, a life or death circumstance to try to rescue somebody, but it sure is shocking when, you know, people stand around and laugh and don't do anything.
Yeah, let's not forget that the media itself has the ability to punish you know, somebody's name being shown as misbehaving and that sort of thing. It has its own punishment.
That's true. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a chance Attorney General William Barr could release the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as early as Sunday. A senior Justice Department official says Mueller is not recommending any further indictment. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Fox News a lot of people in the media have egg on their face.
Some in the media should be looking at themselves in the mirror and say, we owe the American public an apology. There is no obstruction of justice. There is no unlawful collusion here. There is no treason. There is no impeachable offense. So fess up, folks. Admit you were wrong.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution last month. Kraft issued a statement that says he knows he hurt and disappointed his family, close friends, coworkers, and fans who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Something else that we've been promoting recently is our Twitch channel. If you haven't had a chance yet, please drop by the Free Talk Live lrn.fm Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. And that is the way that we stream out HD quality video from our studio here. We've got multiple cameras in the studio, and we've increased our ability to direct the cameras. I know some people have complained about the sort of auto switcher that we've had over time. We now have a manual switcher. We don't always use it, but we do have the ability to do manual switching now with a little punch box basically right here for Mark can easily access it.
Yeah, when I do.
So we're upgrading the video capabilities here in the studio. And one of the things that we want to also do with Twitch is get to the next level, if you will, the next broadcasting tier in Twitch, which is called Twitch Partner. We're already a so-called Twitch affiliate. It was easy for us to get Twitch affiliate because pretty much all you have to do is do a lot of broadcasting. If you do X amount of hours hours over a month, then you basically qualify for the Twitch affiliate. So we've got that. We've had that for probably most of a year at this point. But we're not even halfway to the point of being a Twitch partner. We need to get to 75 viewers on Twitch simultaneously and
for a month
and sustain it right. over a month's time frame. So,
which, like, I don't understand, because I mean, there's plenty of time that people aren't on the air on Twitch.
No. It's only when we're live, Mark. So if we're not live, then obviously we can't have viewers, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? So it's only when we're live. So right now, 31 of them, which, you know, we're on the radio on hundreds of, you know, almost a couple hundred radio stations, 194 stations. I don't know how many listeners we've got on the radio, but it's probably hundreds of thousands over a week.
The numbers, I've broken it down from what I've seen, and probably in a month's time, we get 500,000 listeners.
500,000 over all the stations, over, you know, they're not all listening every day, that kind of thing. But, and then, you know, we've got thousands of people that listen to our podcast.
But to get 75 people on a gaming platform
right.
to come watch
it's
know,
not easy.
Do a talk show mm-hmm. is a different shtick.
It's not easy to do it, and so we're asking for your help. You can help us out by going to twitch.lrn.fm. I think it helps if you're logged in, and then just keep that browser window or tab open. Basically, for the next few months, if you don't mind. Like, if you've got a computer that's there open and online 24 hours a day, just keep our browser tab to twitch.lrn.fm, and then that way when you're at your computer, we're there if we're live, and you can remember that we're there, and that helps, because the more people we have doing this, the more likely they'll, you know, maybe watch us when we're live, and then maybe we'll get to that level of 75 viewers, which helps push us up the charts, because this, you can look at it as activism too if you want, because the higher up we are on the charts at Twitch, and we're in the talk shows category, which isn't a popular category, so it wouldn't be too hard to get to, you know, number one or number two if we could hit over 100 viewers. We'd be able to do that on some multiple nights per week. And so the higher we are on the charts, the more people are going to see the fact that we're there, right? Like, if we're buried at number 30, most people aren't going to scroll down that far. They're not going to see us. But if we're within the top five or the top three, that's going to result in more people sampling the show for the first time, more people then hearing the ideas of freedom. So if you want to help spread these ideas, this is the way to do it. And the Twitch platform does tend to be occupied by younger people. The people that are watching on Twitch are probably, I would say, under the age of 35, I would guess, because it's a video game platform. So anyway, we appreciate your help with that. It's twitch.lrn.fm. And every now and then we'll also do a Twitch-only show like we did last night. We do put those out on our the lrn.fm YouTube channel, but they're also archived on Twitch for a couple of weeks. So check them out at twitch.lrn.fm. And for the guy that dropped the F-bomb earlier, if you want to call during our uncensored Twitch show, then we won't have to dump your call if you want to say the F-word on the air, because Twitch doesn't care about that stuff. We continue. Kyle is on the line listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to talk about a Canadian company called Carbon Engineering. They make carbon-neutral fuel. They pull the carbon out of the air, and they can turn it into gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and you know, I just don't know why, you know, why don't we know of this? Why is this not a thing? Why are we not furthering trying to figure this out? I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, we don't need it anyways, you know, we have oil and all that. But, I mean, it's a carbon-neutral fuel. We can get it by just pulling carbon out of the air and fucking saying that if we pumped it up from the ground.
So what you're saying is this could be a solution for all those people who are worried about carbon. This is the big thing that people, you know, environmentalists are fretting over, is carbon is so bad, they say. And you're saying you can actually make gasoline from the carbon that's in the air.
Yeah, it is a hydrocarbon, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and it doesn't emit smoke when you burn it. You know, in like states like California that charge factories for their carbon footprint, I mean, imagine if it was the other way around, where once we hit carbon, if, like, you know, we have enough of these in the world where every country could produce their own gasoline, that, you know, it's the other way around where you get paid to put carbon into the air.
Well, that's what the market does, right? Like you, what you're pointing out here, and I did find the National Geographic article about this from June of last year.
I'm looking on their website here that says we're looking for motivated employees, investors, and partners. So
yeah, so what you're pointing out here is that on Free Talk Live, we've acknowledged, right, like we like clean water, we like clean air. I mean, who doesn't like these things? Beautiful trees and all that stuff. But the good news is the market can handle, you know, whatever the problems are that is thrown out there, right? Like the market comes up with solutions because people are motivated to solve problems. And when people are free to combine their brain power with natural resources, it turns out that people are able to create new sources of energy that they didn't know were there before. And you're giving another example, the most recent example of this. Remember back in the old days, oil was considered to be a nuisance. Farmers with oil in their fields were upset about it. And now, if you found out that you had oil under your, you know, your property, you would be very, very happy.
Very happy, yeah.
Same thing here. Now somebody's determined, you know, figured out how to make gasoline and other things out of carbon literally pulled from the air. That's incredible.
Yeah, sorry, I just lost my train.
That's all right, brother. It was a great call, Kyle. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead. Thanks for making it. Appreciate it. Thanks, Kyle. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, whether their goal was to make money or to clean up the environment, the point is, they can do both of those things. You can clean up, if indeed carbon's bad. I'm still not sure that it is, but some people say that it is. If indeed carbon in the air is a bad thing, carbon dioxide, then they have solved that problem. They've solved it. They've figured out a way to profit from this problem.
Well, no, they haven't figured out a way to profit. They've figured out a way to turn carbon dioxide into a hydrocarbon and burn it for fuel.
Okay, but they're pulling it out of the air. I mean, I understand you're saying that maybe it's an expensive process, perhaps.
Right. Well,
at this point,
and you need to understand as you know, technologies are introduced. First, they're expensive, and then they're affordable. Chances are good that it's possible. But I looked at this machine that they're talking about here, and it isn't a small one. It's very large.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of it has to do with open space where air is flowing through sort of honeycombs driven by fans. So I don't know. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. Maybe we could just breed trees that use more carbon. I don't know.
From Carbon Engineering, the David Keith, who's a Harvard professor and founder of the company, said capturing CO2 from the air and making fuel didn't require scientific breakthroughs, per se, as much as $30 million, 8 years of engineering, and a million little details to get the process right. Getting it right also meant keeping the cost below $100 for each ton of CO2 removed from the atmosphere. So I don't know what a ton of CO2 breaks down into as far as, how many gallons of gasoline that'll make for
it's
you.
It's a ton. It's a lot.
Well, I don't know. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Number 1 international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a 7-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made?
It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got enough time for you if you get in right now. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email list. We send out usually no more than one email per week just to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. I will frequently update as to some new programs. So, for instance, over on LRN.FM, we've added the Proof of Love podcast, which is kind of like a relationship advice show by former Free Talk Live co-host Stephanie Murphy, Tatiana Moroz, and they've got a third lady that's on there, and I'm sorry I don't remember her name, but they're doing that. That's a new show that we've got now on LRN.FM. Also, Paul Dwayne is back, the gentleman from Utah who hosted the Paul Dwayne Show. He's now doing a show called The Soul Anarchist, and so that's cool. And so there's always new stuff coming out there, and you can find out about that when you're on our email list. And, of course, all the latest information about Free Talk Live goes there as well. Over at freetalklive.com, you'll find the email sign-up box right there toward the top front page of the website. All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Scott is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you tonight, guys?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, I live in the city of Indianapolis, and I really can't speak about other large cities, you know, up north, but do a lot of large cities have pothole issues as a winter turns to spring?
Well, I can tell you that yes. Rural New Hampshire, Most assuredly does.
Yeah.
We have frost heaves. We've got potholes. You got the whole shtick, especially around March when everything's moving and shaking in the ground and stuff's thawing.
It's bad. Yeah, it's real bad.
It gets bad. In Florida, I never really understood. I grew up my whole life. The same road had never been repaved. It was just this flat ground. It just, the pavement stayed on there. Sure, it got old. At some point, you had to do something about it, but that was decades down the road. Up here, you got to redo a road every 5 years.
Yeah.
I got you. I wasn't sure where you guys were broadcast from, but the city of Indianapolis hosts many, many conventions, big-name conventions through the winter. Like, we have the NFL Combine in February, which, if you're an NFL fan, brings big names in the city. I guess what I wanted to bring, the mayor gets on TV and says, guys, we're fixing the potholes. We got plenty of money. We're going to get it done. Yet, these holes are just everywhere, right by this convention center, all this going on. How come cities don't just, get a little ahead of the game here and privatize this? Like, break a city up into sections and privatize it. If they all got money to do it, why do they just have the
question.
City do it?
It's a great question, because the city is a bureaucracy, right? Like, the city government is full of bureaucrats. And while some of them may have the best of intentions, it really doesn't matter whether they pave the road today, tomorrow, next week, 2 months from now, or 3 years from now. Because ultimately, they know that you're going to pay the property taxes regardless of whatever timetable it is that they have. So while you're correct that if they were to do some sort of level of privatization or marketize the road somehow, that they would be likely taken care of in a much more efficient manner, the city isn't concerned with efficiency. They don't have to be.
Gotcha. Buddy, I do Uber driving on the side a little bit, and I was giving some European guys a ride to the airport. We're pretty close to the terminal, and the guy looked at me and he said, Scott, do you think if Hillary and President Rhodes would be better? And I didn't feel like explaining how government works. I said, maybe, who knows?
But the answer is no, absolutely not. But it's funny that you brought up that you're an Uber driver, because I actually had some show prep tonight, which we're not going to get into any detail on. But since you're here, some of these Uber drivers and Lyft drivers are upset because they're saying they're not making much money at all. Have you ever done the math to try to figure out, after you subtract the cost of gasoline and oil changes and regular maintenance on the vehicle versus, take that out of what you're getting in, the 75% of each ride, I think is what are they doing 75% still? Is that
so? Well, I've got a full-time job. I've just got a kid in college right now, so that takes a lot of my money and mortgage and everything else. But, first of all, you're not going to make $1 million doing this.
No. Yeah.
You possibly, if you do it every day of the week, everything, you probably can get by. But, the goal is, you put a little money in your pocket. Maybe, a lot of people get paid. You don't go to the ATM on payday to, put $100 in your pocket so you got money for lunch and gas. And the whole idea of it is, just a little pocket money for you, really. Maybe 75%, like St. Patrick's Day last weekend on Saturday, it was really hopping. Yes, that's profitable to do it then.
But, so you got the surge. You got what they call the surge pricing on St. Paddy's Day, where they actually charge more for the rides. Is that what happened?
Sure. Yeah. So you're probably gonna you're gonna pour out every $100 you make. You're probably literally, if you focus the expense of your car and gasoline, you're probably gonna get half of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, it beats sitting at home on Saturday night, not doing anything, or at the bar, et cetera. So it's, like I said, you're not going to make $1 million doing this. But
No, I don't think anybody really thinks that. But some people are saying that they're making less than the minimum wage once they finally, factor in all the costs that they, have to incur to kind of run their own car. Because you've got to take care of your own stuff when it comes to being an Uber or Lyft driver. There's no centralized company that's going to take
it. I think half is a little higher because, it depends on if you park somewhere and wait, or where to go. You do, like in Indianapolis, if you were to do a ride from the airport to downtown, it's about $15 in your pocket, which, if you do the math at 53 cents a mile, as they say, you make about, $10 doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 15 minutes. So,
yeah, so the people that we've talked to have said they're making about probably $10 an hour, $10 or $11.
Well, in some places, $15 an hour is minimum wage, so therefore they are making less than minimum wage.
Well, this guy here in this story that we're not going to get into from The Guardian says he made $3.75 an hour. But the question is, how is he calculating that? Are you calculating all the hours you're sitting around waiting for, you know, for a ride? Because you could be doing other things during that time. Like, you could be at home cleaning the house or playing a game or whatever.
He must be. Yeah, he must be. Like, I'm looking at the app right now, and it's surging downtown at $3.50. So for if you pick someone up, you get $3.50 added on to whatever their ride could be. And it's probably pretty busy, but then again, you got a lot of people that may want to go from bar A to bar B or, you know, home. Just a little chilly tonight. So
as long as you're having fun and you're making a little bit of money, I think that's enough for most people. If you like meeting people, you're going to meet plenty of people doing this kind of work.
Yeah, and I haven't really had a bad experience yet. You know, I don't do the late night bar scene. I'm a little old for that.
So nobody's puked in the back of your car then?
No, I haven't had that. And I was 21 at one time and a college student and everything, so I know how all that goes. I try and avoid it. But
Scott, thanks for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I stumbled upon you guys. You gained a new fam tonight. So,
well, we're there every Saturday night on WIBC there in Indianapolis. And if you really like the show, then call the station and tell the program director.
Because we've got a weekday show, too.
Yeah, we do have one, but it's not on yet.
Great.
It's not on there yet. Hey, thanks, Scott, for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with Matthew, listening in Louisiana, watching us, actually, on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, the gentleman, Kyle, who called in earlier about carbon dioxide turns into fuel, I had looked into this, and the reason this is not at this current time a commercially viable process is two. One, carbon dioxide is still a trace gas.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the covalent bond between carbon and the dioxide, the two oxygens, is so strong it requires a tremendous energy input to break it. The only thing that does it with any kind of cost efficiency are plants.
Well, they've been, according to this National Geographic article about changing CO2 into gasoline, they've been bringing the cost down on this, as you might expect. As time goes on, development makes things more efficient, and they've brought it down to where it only costs $100 to cycle through a ton of carbon. And they say here the numbers look good. According to Klaus Lechner from the Center for Negative Carbon Emissions, the next step is to have a number of scaled-up plants producing hundreds of thousands of barrels of carbon-free fuel to drive costs down further. And much as solar and wind energy costs have plummeted over the past decades as scale has risen, as prices fall, more governments may get on board with the idea of pulling CO2 out of the air. And they say
The only way, Ian, this will work is if the government mandates it, because currently it's like they're estimating they're going to get it down to about $1 per liter of diesel, which is kind of high.
Well, it's a new development, you know. I'm not going to make predictions about the only way a thing's going to happen, because I didn't even know you could pull carbon from the air and turn it into gasoline. So there's all kinds of, you know, things that can be possible once people are in search of a profit, and they got a goal in front of them. Thanks, Matthew, for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859 428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.